From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Betsy Smith. Screenshots of text messages show former Governor Eric Greitens and his staff used a message deleting app on their personal phones to discuss government business. The Kansas City Star reports it obtained copies of screenshots that Greitens' office turned over to a court as part of a lawsuit over the staff's use of the Confide app while Greitens was governor. The lawsuit claims the governor's staff used Confide to circumvent the state's open record laws. Greitens and his staff have acknowledged using Confide, but said it was only for logistics such as scheduling. Columbia public health professionals are encouraging local legislators to develop policy around the new e-cigarette called Juul. KBIA's Bill Finn went to a public forum on the issue and has this report.
Public health professionals spoke to local legislators and political candidates about the new e-cigarettes called Juul at a public forum this week. Panelists at the Youth Community Coalition meeting on Tuesday said that many teens in the area have started using Juul despite the fact that they can be only purchased by people over the age of 21 inside Columbia city limits. Sarah Varvero, a health educator at the Columbia County Department of Public Health, said Juul use by minors can be prevented.
Education and prevention is really go hand in hand together. Educating the youth that, you know, Juul products and e-cigarettes in general are very, very addictive. They do contain nicotine the majority of the time. Almost all the time, they always contain nicotine.
State representatives and senators, as well as others running for office this fall, attended the forum. Panelists stressed that they hoped the state legislator will consider policies for e-cigarettes. Bill Finn, KBIA News.
St. Louis is facing another lawsuit over the police response to protests, this time from a city alderwoman. Democratic alderwoman Megan Aaliyah Green filed a federal lawsuit yesterday accusing police of using tear gas on her without justification in September last year, following a demonstration after a white former police officer was acquitted in the death of a black suspect. Green's lawsuit says she was on her way home when tear gas was deployed without justification. She says respiratory problems persisted for 6 months. St. Louis City Councilor Julian Bush declined comment today. Green is among several people who have filed lawsuits accusing police of abusive behavior stemming from the protests. Police say 30 officers were injured in those protests. 10 World War II-era paintings by Missouri-born artist Thomas Hart Benton are on a display as a set for the first time in nearly two decades at the State Historical Society of Missouri. The exhibition is comprised of the 8-painting Year of Peril series and 2 others. The Columbia Missourian reports Benton painted with emotion, and the Year of Peril elicits fear, paranoia, and grief. The collection will be on permanent display once the Society moves into its new home, the Center for Missouri Studies, across from Peace Park. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.